There are so many benefits of fasting. Religious benefits, of course. You earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are acting upon an obligation. And apart from this, there are many physical benefits, health benefits as well. And the more that time passes, the more studies that are carried out, we learn about the health benefits of fasting. Now fasting, it's been recorded that it helps those who suffer from Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's, when a person begins to forget things at their age of around 50 to 60 years of age. As well as this, people who have diabetes problems, fasting is also beneficial for them to maintain their blood sugar levels. And alongside this, those who have heart problems, cardiac problems, cholesterol for example, then it's mentioned that fasting prevents his arteries from clogging up. Like this, there are so many other benefits of fasting as well. And why wouldn't there be? The Prophet ﷺ even said, "Sumu tasihu," fast, you will gain good health. Now one thing to note here though, that if somebody is seriously suffering from an illness, if someone has a serious illness, a chronic illness, a major illness, then he should first consult with the doctor to find out whether he can fast or not. Because on some occasions, the illness may be such that fasting would cause it to increase, or fasting would cause more harm to him. So that means that a person has to consult with experts in the field and only then take a decision. But generally speaking, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that fasting has many benefits. And alhamdulillah, you will find people who say, "I had a stomach problem, digestive problem, I fasted, it got better, alhamdulillah. I had X problem, and because of fasting, it helped me." So inshallah, have yaqeen, have full hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you cure and blessings through fasting, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.